on another.
Blog Talk Radio.
On another beautiful night in downtown Pacific Beach, I'm David Chamberlain. And this is Because Wrestling, where we talk everything about wrestling. If you're listening live, this is only going to be a 15-minute show because apparently I screwed up. So I'm going to try to make this quick and happy. So I didn't edit it right. Well, anyways, too late now. Get a 15-minute show for me. Normally it's a half an hour because that's what I do. Wow, great start. Anyways, I am not going to be doing shows for the next 3 weeks because I'll be vacationing. When I come back August 4th, I will be doing my show, which will be a full half an hour. If you're listening live to this idiot who apparently can't get this right, I always do this live and just put it out. If it sounds like crap, it sounds like crap. You can call in at 319-527-6742. You can follow us on Twitter at Because Wrestling. You can also email me at becausewrestling8@gmail.com. But since we have a shorter show than we planned on having, and I don't know why, my Padres are getting killed 10-0 tonight, so it's like maybe trying to go back to save the game. We start with Terry Funk. Oh, the reason I'm on a Terry Funk, who is in poor health. He is in a home. Now, this is story went all over the place, how bad he was, but he does have some memory loss. He is in a home. His wife died, I think it was a year ago. It's helped him because he's being allowed to socialize, but it's just for his own good. He's 77. The man's been wrestling since 1965. His last match was 2017. You're going to have some health problems. But he is doing much better than people think. If you watched Busted Open with Tommy Dreamer, he updated us on the Funk. But, you know, the Funk does have some dementia, memory problems, and physical problems. And that's understandable when you are 77 and lived a full life. The way the man has, he was one of the great wrestlers of all time. I don't think people realize that. He was an NWA champion along with his brother, Dory Funk Jr. He was a hardcore legend with ECW. He was an All Japan legend, All Japan Wrestling legend. That's the Giant Baba. That was his organization. Terry Funk was so sought well in that profession that organization. He used to change in the Japanese locker room, which a lot of guys did not get the chance to do. So thoughts and prayers with Terry Funk, one of the greats of all time. And I hope he's around for a lot longer. He does want to wrestle. Was Tommy Dreamer versus Tommy Dreamer and him want a tag team? Well, Terry Funk wants a tag team with Tommy Dreamer versus the Roman Reigns and his father, Sika, I think is what he was saying, but I don't think that's going to happen. But it's real good if you get a chance to check out Tommy Dreamer on Facebook. Busted Open Radio is really good today, but Terry Funk, we love you. All right, since we have 11 minutes left and we screwed up on the time, we're going to just continue with the show. Two great cards last night and tonight. We're going to go with tonight. AEW's Road Rager, they are right where they should be. They are now on Wednesday nights, and it started out with a Dynamite match, which was an old-fashioned strap match between Cody Rhodes and QT Marshall. I don't know if this puts it to bed. I'm going to say yes, because what happened later. QT Marshall is a very good wrestler, and those guys were jacked up wrestling in front of a live crowd. You could just tell. Just the way the whole night went. That was your opening match. And I think AEW might do as good a job of opening matches as anybody. Next, you have Omega, Hangman Face-Off with the Dark Order. And I love Evil Uno. I really like the way he's on the mic. And he went against Don Callis. And then Kenny Omega booted him in the balls. And all hell broke loose. And then Hangman came out and confronted him. So this is leading into All Out. No, is it going to be All Out? Yeah, it's All Out in Chicago in September. That's going to be your main event. Still, I think the plan is to put it on Hangman. I'm not exactly sure yet. I don't want to make a pick, but I do think Hangman will end up winning the match. And this is me talking now. You had the Pinnacle versus the Inner Circle. The Pinnacle did win. Wardlow and FTR over Hager, Santana, and Ortiz with help from the chairman. You had Andre, now I'm going to sound like Jim Ross, versus Matt Sydal winning his debut match in a very good match. I know I'm forgetting. I think I got this out of order. Let me make sure. Nope, that's what we forgot. Then we had, which is wrestling in a nutshell, some of the craziness that went on tonight. You had the face-off between Jericho and MJF. MJF called it the five. Come on, you can do it. Five Labors of Love Challenge, which he's going to have to wrestle people that Jericho select if he wants to face MJF. Kind of like what he did with Cody Rhodes before he faced him with all the different stipulations on that. During the song, you didn't see it. Well, it was weird, and I don't know if it was because where I was on the West Coast, there was a fan that ran in, but there was a delayed commercial. So when you come back, MJF is going on, if anybody else wants to come in, come after me, threatening the crowd. You can see on video, Jericho did punch the guy, which you're well in your right as a wrestler to do that. I don't know what the guy's doing. He didn't look like he went after anybody. He was just standing on the apron. He had no business being there. Got arrested, got punched by Jericho, probably in jail right now, not released till tomorrow, trespassing, whatever else charges they want. But it was a great, of course, it was a great promo between two of the best, and Jericho knocked out MJF during the handshake with the Judas effect. And we're going to speed up because, like I said, we screwed up and did this right. We had Stanley and Orange Cassidy defeat the Bunny and the Blade. Great match. Nice comedy. Bunny is good, iconic. And Chris Statlander, I think they're going to start pushing her going after the AWA title. You did have the Dr. Brick Breaker. Oh. A little comment about blood money. I'm just going to let that one go. I'm sure people are going to be talking about that next flight to WWE. But in the very cool, maybe the best bit, was Arn Anderson coming out to speak to the crowd. This is what I mean. I think a new feud is starting to brew. The lights went out. Now, they went out in the first match. Now you know these are tied together. They went out in the first match. They turned back on. The old Aleister Black showed up. After, if you go to his Instagram, what a great promo. The whole eye thing. He looked badass. Knocked out Arn Anderson. Then knocked out Cody Rhodes. There's the next feud. And then your main event in the street fight. All sorts of shenanigans. No. Dan Lambert, who I really don't know too much, did a great promo, but I think basically they pretended he was Jim Cornette and then the Murderhawk monster turned his lights out. main event between the Young Bucks versus Eddie Kingston and Pentagon Jr. was an awesome street fight. Good old school stuff. They had little course, we had Thumbtack's great match. All the way, card kicked ass. I'll be very curious what the ratings are. Hello. Hopefully we haven't lost this. Not going for my last show. We're not having the best studio night here. And then we had, I never did see the official ratings for the Great American Bash that NXT did. Still don't have an update on their next show, TakeOver, which I live for. But you do have little news on Jerry Uso getting arrested, again, for alcohol. The man needs some help. True, you had MSK beating Ciampa, Ciampa and Timmy Thatcher, Killer Cross, face off with Johnny Gargano. Samoa Joe will be the special guest referee. LA Knight beating Grimes for to retain the $1 million title, and Grimes will be the butler. I'm sure that will be excellent, excellent. The next breakout coming up, so we're going to get some good young wrestlers. I like when they do this. It just gives us Bronson. It gave us Bronson Reed. I mean, didn't know too much about him, but I love stuff like that. You also had Tony Starks and Io Shirai beating the way with Tegan Nox returning. Thank you. I hope. This is Wood. This is real Wood. So is his head. Beating, you know, these ACLs she's had the last few years in your main event, of course. In an excellent match. Adams beating Kyle O'Reilly. Basically, you're 3-1-1. We'll see where that goes. But just some excellent, excellent, excellent wrestling from two of the best organizations that I enjoy. I like it. I love NXT. Now, the only thing, if I could do an improvement with NXT, is I'd like to see them get back to Full Sail, because Full Sail was their home. Because it gave that nice studio element. This new one's too dark. I like to see crowds. I don't think Full Sail sat more than 500 people, Full Sail University. I'd love to see them get back to that. And AEW, I like where they're headed. I think that if I could see an improvement on them, you know, I'd like to see the six-man tag being brought in to some point. I think it's going to be a thing. But I find both groups perfect. Very good wrestling back-to-back nights. So, because I screwed up on the show, but as I've always, my rule is it's live. Whatever happens, happens. We don't edit anything that we do. We only have 15 minutes. Great night of wrestling. I will see you guys back August 4th. For my first show, I don't know how much wrestling I'm going to watch on my trip. I mean, I don't do this for a living, so it's not anything harsh like that. Let's ravine back, and I will see you guys back August 4th. I hope you have a good 3 days without me. This is David Chamberlain with Because Wrestling signing off.